Okay. Today is November 29th. What's your name?
My name's Mark Clifford.
When are you expected to graduate?
I will be graduating in the spring of 2019.
Okay. Are you excited?
I am. I'm excited to finally be done with my bachelor's because it seems like it's taken forever.
Yeah. And you have 5 years to go.
Yeah. So, you know, really looking forward to it. Only halfway done.
Yeah. Almost there. Why did you choose AES?
I chose it because of how specific the actual degree is, rather than just a broad kinesiology degree.
Mm-hmm.
This way will better prepare me for, one, my master's program, but also, furthermore, in my actual doctor program for physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than having just some broad degree going in, I'll actually have an idea of what's going on.
So AES is, like, more specific?
Yes, exactly.
Than kines? Okay.
Exactly.
Do you have any certifications?
The certifications I have is AED and CPR certified, which I got in class. And then also I had a NASM certificate for personal training.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the only two I have.
Was that one hard to get, the personal training one?
Yes, just because it was all online. So it kind of put it all self-paced.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was all online. So, and I had the option to take it in class, but I was already taking classes here, so I didn't want to further my load.
Mm-hmm.
At a different place to study with.
Yeah. So how long did it take?
It took me about 3 to 4 months for the actual studying, and then I passed the exam on the first try, so I got lucky.
Have you used it at all?
No, I have not, unfortunately, because I did not realize how much time personal training actually takes up.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, I never got to use it.
Do you think you're going to in the future?
Possibly. Like, in between going from my doctorate program and master's program,
mm-hmm.
I will have about a year before I actually enter the doctorate program. So I might take up personal training just so I kind of stay in the field.
Yeah. Make money.
Exactly. Money's life.
Okay, what's your next step in your education / career?
My next step is that I need to start, well, I have started studying for the GRE, which is like the general requirement exam, general education exam or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that test score will, it's kind of like the SAT, it'll determine whether I actually can get into my master's program. But also the same score will be used for my doctorate program.
Oh,
so I'd rather do well once on it.
Yeah.
Rather than have to take it twice later on.
Do you know when you're taking that?
I'll be taking that in February.
Okay.
Yes.
How long have you been studying?
Just this last month.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to focus solely on what I'm learning in class right now. But in my free time, I do study for that.
What's your end career goal?
My end career goal is to get either a physical therapy or doctor of physical therapy and open up my own clinic, or same thing, but in chiropractic.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on the route I do after my master's program, whether I do the physical therapy or chiropractic, I'll have to decide from there.
What do you think you'd be more interested in doing?
As of right now, physical therapy, but chiropractic, I've done a little bit more research on it, and I do kind of like the field.
Yeah.
The field itself is a little bit more steady, and I don't have to be as specialized in a sense when it comes to the population I'm working on.
Have you done any, like, internships at all?
Yes, I did an internship for a year and a half at a physical therapy clinic called Southside Physical Therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was unpaid, unfortunately, which is why I stopped, because I needed to make money somehow.
Yeah.
But that was kind of the way I found out I wanted to do physical therapy. Mm-hmm. Was because of that internship.
Did you do any other internships besides on?
No, that's the only one I've done.
Okay. Do you have any general advice for a college freshman or a transfer who's new to APU?
For freshmen, I would say just try to start off strong and don't skip class if
mm-hmm.
you can. Like, although it sounds so easy, just go to class, take notes, don't slip up and think like you can miss a day, just because once you get in that kind of routine of skipping a class when you want to, you're going to do it more often later on, especially when you kind of feel a little bit unmotivated in your junior and senior year.
Yeah.
So the best way to avoid that is just start strong in your educational career. And then for transfers, which was the same as me, I was a transfer student from Orange Coast College down in, I believe, Costa Mesa, California. Transferring is a little difficult just because you don't know the curriculum of the new university. It's slightly different in a sense, especially the social aspect.
Yeah, that's true.
But kind of same thing applies. Just go to class, study, and then find days where you can actually just study for the material that you're working on and don't wait till the last second.
Do you have any advice related to being a kinesiology major?
As far as kinesiology goes, for the most part,
they're pretty similar.
Yeah, so. Pretty similar. But as far as kinesiology goes, just find your interest in the field and just try to enjoy what you're learning, no matter what it is, and try to apply it to your career field, like whatever you want to do in the future. For the most part, if you're in kinesiology, you kind of enjoy the human body and how it works.
Yeah.
So although some classes might seem tedious or not as eventful as other ones, such as anatomy, they're just as important as those.
Did you not like anatomy?
I love anatomy.
Oh, okay.
I love anatomy.
Yeah, I heard it's a good class.
Yeah. That was kind of like the selling point for me on it, is once I took that class, I knew I wanted to further my knowledge in this.
Yeah. Do you have any hobbies that you enjoy that are related to kinesiology?
Ever since I was playing football back in the day in high school, I kind of enjoyed working out, but it wasn't really until after football, I kind of, when you have to motivate yourself, I kind of fell in love with exercising and working out,
and
kind of when exercising, like why or how the human body is doing it, which kind of applies to like physiology. So I kind of apply my physiology anatomy experience.
Like actually knowing the science behind what you're doing.
Exactly, exactly. Like the processes between like anaerobic, aerobic, kind of all those simple terms, but there's kind of a little bit more to it.
Yeah.
Once you find like the actual science behind it.
Did you ever change your major or think about changing it?
Yeah, so for the first two or three semesters of college, I was originally an electrical engineering major. So it was mainly just a lot of math and science, mainly calculus and physics. So I take chemistry and all the other prerequisites that we have to do in kinesiology, which kind of, luckily enough, translated over to kinesiology, so I'd have to retake those classes.
Yeah.
But it was definitely difficult, in a sense, just because I was behind in comparison to the other two people that were 2 years into the kinesiology program.
Yeah.
So the, I believe my fourth semester, that spring semester of college, I actually had to take about 21 units or 20 units.
In one semester?
In one semester, just so I could catch up and get to university on time.
Oh my gosh.
Rather than elongating my time at a community college because I did not want to stay there any longer.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, not a fun time.
Do you know what grad school you're going to?
Not yet, unfortunately. I'm not going to be too picky with it. I'll kind of go wherever it accepts me, honestly, within reason. Like, I'm trying to stay in local in California. Like, specifically, hopefully, more SoCal area rather than NorCal. Yeah, just so I can stay closer to home.
Yeah. What was your biggest challenge in college?
My biggest challenge was overcoming my procrastination, which was because I was not a good student in high school, unfortunately, because I didn't really enjoy anything that we learned. It was all just general education.
Yeah.
But once I got to college and I kind of enjoyed the material I was learning because I got to choose, although I enjoyed the material, I had bad study habits.
Yeah.
Such as procrastinating.
Staying up late.
Yeah, staying up late and cramming before exams. So yeah, that was my biggest difficulty.
What was the hardest year of college for you?
The hardest year was easily going to have to be the semester I took 20 units, not only because of the amount of classes I was taking, but the classes I was taking were the prerequisites for kinesiology, such as my general chemistry 2 and then also physiology.
Mm-hmm.
So just those two alone took up majority of my time as is.
On top of other classes,
on top of the other classes I was already taking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans if you decide not to go into physical therapy? Oh, you said...
Yeah, it'd be... Chiropractic. Luckily, I kind of already found a fallback, in a sense. It'd be chiropractic. But even if that fell through, I think I'd kind of still go for my PhD and whatever I do in my master's program.
Mm-hmm.
Just so, once again, I can kind of further my education and hopefully be more applicable next time around.
Okay, cool. Well, that's it.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for the interview. No problem.